stuff, not a season, especially like in the summertime, that's where you put your quilts and stuff.
Yeah. Do you ever have any room that you would just keep old, kind of useless,
not
like
really,
old furniture and stuff
many,
like that?
There's too many kids to have in it. Now, we usually had a basement where you put all the junk. Usually, I can remember one place, Mom said Daddy could have one side and she would have the other, and she had shelves built, you know, down this way and across and then back this way, and then in the other end he just had like a his plows and stuff like that.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah. That way so they could lock them up. You know.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Because the barn was quite a piece from the house, I guess, is what they'd be doing. Mm.
But they couldn't hear if anybody went out, you
yeah.
know, got out there.
We always had a lot of animals, and Tootie might not have had room for all of that in the barn. Because I can remember we always had cows and goats and chickens and horses and riding horses as well as work horses. So we, you know, we had a full barn.
Yeah. Well, I got a bunch of questions about barns and stuff on the farm. Did you have a separate barn where you kept the cows from the other stuff?
Yeah, sometimes we did. We had I can remember one time we had what we called a cow shed, and it had four separate stalls for the cows. Because the barn had about six stalls, but my dad always loved horses and kept a lot of horses.
Uh-huh.
So usually the barn was used for the
horses.
Maybe a mule to work.
Mm-hmm. And so the cows would be in a separate.
And the best I remember, the cows were always kept a little closer to the house because Mom usually done the milking and stuff. And I guess that's another reason for that. She didn't like the horses too good.
Yeah. Did they ever have a place where they milked them out in the field?
No, she would call her in. She had a little lean-to shed kind of. Well, it was built onto the what we call the cow shed. It had a place for the stall, and then the roof came out over it. And she usually got in there.
That's what she meant. How'd she call them? Get them in.
Oh, I don't know that. I can remember us going to bring them in. I really can't remember her ever having to call them. Usually at milking time, they would come in. I can remember her going to the window and looking, saying, well, the cow's already come home to be milked, you know.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I can't remember, really remember. Now, I remember calling the chickens.
How do they call them?
Here, chick, chick.
Here, chick, chick.
Here, chick, chick.
What about the horses? Did you call them if you wanted them to come in?
No, we usually had a dog that would run and bring them. I guess he brought the cow, too, because we'd had him for years. And he was called Big Red. And he must have been trained.
To go out there and get them, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have to talk to the cows when you were milking them to get them to be still?
Yeah. Twist the tail, I can remember Mama. I don't remember what she said.
You don't remember it?
No.
So my husband, he grew up that on a farm. He said they always told him, saw, you know, just something real quiet to calm them down, I guess, so they wouldn't get kicked.
I can't remember that.